This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls in Washington, D.C. Dougie, our Dougie, is out on vacation taking some well-deserved time off. He's in Italy, and maybe we'll hear from him. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear from him this week. He called in already once to check up on us, so we'll see if we'll get a status report from him. The last time he called, he was at the bottom of the Alps, ladies, which was a little bit, made me a little jealous. Sounded very beautiful. Lots of stuff going on. Lots and lots of news. New York terror attack continues to unfold. It left 8 dead, several injured. The suspect's note pledged to ISIS loyalty, and so now investigators in New York City were left with a range of questions. They've been investigating exactly why and how this attack happened when a driver plowed a pickup truck into a bike path and into a crowd in Lower Manhattan, killing at least 8 people, injuring 11. The suspect has been identified as Saifullo Saipov. He's 29, originally from Uzbekistan. He's not a U.S. citizen. And he is hospitalized after being shot by law enforcement who took him down. He crashed his truck. He rented this this pickup truck from Home Depot, drove it down what's being described as a bike path, and ran himself into a school bus. He got out of his vehicle, and then he had 2 guns in his hand. Now, they weren't real guns. They were like a BB gun and a paint gun. And law enforcement took him down quickly. He was hit in the abdomen or the hip area. He was in the hospital, Bellevue Hospital. And, of course, that always helps when you can keep the suspect alive. So you can talk about motivation. You can see exactly how he was radicalized. Saipov had handwritten notes pledging his loyalty to the Islamic State terror network. He also shouted Allahu Akbar after the crash, according to law enforcement. And this story, sadly, is not something that we haven't heard already before. ISIS has been very big in telling people how to weaponize their vehicles. They also called for attack on Halloween. That's when this one happened, Halloween around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as New York City and the downtown area were getting ready for the Halloween parade, Victoria, which to the city's credit, went on as planned, even in the face of terror.
Absolutely. Well, the NYPD has, ever since the, I guess it was around, was it last year or the beginning of this year, when the drunk guy drove the wrong way into Times Square and hit people and, you know, messed up his car and everything. At the time, people automatically thought it was terrorism, but in that instance, it was just a drunk driver. But that did prompt a lot of cement barriers and different police cars and trucks, sand trucks, things like that is what that's what they use now to block off intersections so people can't drive a vehicle into an area where lots of crowds are. They had already had all that set up for the parade. That may have been why this person decided to ignore the parade route. He was really nowhere near it and went over to the very busy bike path along the West Side Highway. So that may have been why he chose that.
The president, in dealing with this, tweeted his thoughts, condolences, and prayers to the victims and families of the New York City terrorist attack. He said, God and your country are with you. He also calling for more extreme vetting. And that seems to be where this argument will go in protecting us. If this is the new normal, if this is the new reality in the United States, if we're going to be dealing with these types of attacks where you might have one or two people acting, using whatever they can get their hands on to cause the most destruction, how do you decide who is coming in and out of the country? Or are there certain areas that we want to try to avoid having American citizens reach? And this will no doubt be the topic of conversation for the next several weeks, because this particular person, the suspect here, Saipov, in this case, came in from Uzbekistan on what they call a diversity visa, which is essentially, ladies, a lottery. And it doesn't involve much vetting at all. He came in 2010, just received sort of like winning the lottery, basically.
He got a green card, that you
were able to make it in, and here he comes. He was an Uber driver. I think that was his last known occupation before this attack.
Yep. And had no incidents, no bad reports as an Uber driver. The company did their background check. I guess everything checked out. He had lived in Florida for a while. I think he was down there for 2 years, some connection somewhere near Tampa. That will probably be looked into to see what was going on in Florida. And again, you know, the mosque that is around the corner from where he lived in Paterson, New Jersey, has been under FBI surveillance. He really was not seen there. He was not known to be a member there. He certainly wasn't an active member. So it'll be interesting to see what they can actually pull up from his computers and his past history, interviewing friends and neighbors. The initial interviews of people say they're shocked by this. They only knew his good side, didn't know his bad side, and had no idea they thought he loved America. So it'll be, like you said, Jen, this is going to be a conversation that's going to go on for a long time.
Speaking of conversations that have been happening now for the last several weeks, out of Los Angeles, the Beverly Hills Police launched a sexual assault investigation involving both Harvey Weinstein and James Toback. Beverly Hills Police said on Tuesday that the department had opened investigations into movie mogul Weinstein and filmmaker James Toback after recently receiving allegations that they committed sexual assaults. Police did not provide a lot of details about the investigation, but they urged anyone who believed that they were a victim, both male and female, to come forward to be a part of this investigation. Weinstein is already being looked at by the LAPD. He's also being looked at in New York, in London. Toback has been accused by more than 200 women of sexual harassment and abuse, according to the Los Angeles Times. Harvey Weinstein's representative denied allegations of criminal behavior. Toback has also denied any wrongdoing. But this all blew up on October the 5th when those first allegations were released in that New York Times article, Victoria.
Yeah, it just seems like every day there's a new headline now. I mean, there's the Andy Dick thing. That's today's big headline of people in the news. And then it just seems like we're going to keep getting more and more of these stories. And, of course, the Kevin Spacey thing, which may even end his career. It's unbelievable. This has started such a landslide of information coming out and of victims coming forward.
As we continue, are you afraid to talk about politics in your group of friends? A majority of Americans are. We'll hash that out. We've all got political views here on the DJV show, so we'll have some fun with that next. Meanwhile, a University of Phoenix survey finds almost half of Americans have experienced a personal data breach. Andy Selleman has the story.
Cyber attacks are on the rise, with more than 550 million records breached last year. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, explains.
Our nation has experienced a constant uptick in ransomware attacks, malware, and personal and business data breaches. Yet 61% of U.S. adults feel that technology is keeping up with the threat of cyber attacks.
To keep pace with the rising attacks, workforce shortages must be overcome. These jobs need trained professionals to run the technologies in which companies are investing.
Currently, there are about 300,000 open cybersecurity jobs. However, only 18% of survey respondents have any interest in a career in cybersecurity, and only 1% currently work in the field. So we need to make sure that we're getting students into degree programs and getting them into the workforce.
For more information or to get started on your cybersecurity career, go to phoenix.edu/technology.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug is on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan right there. Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, D.C. And you know what? You know what today is, right, ladies?
Oh.
Well,
what is today?
Bad news. The official start of the holiday season. I mean, as soon as, give me a break.
Right.
Those first couple of days in November, maybe the first day of November you get a pass, but definitely by the second, by the third, by the fourth day of November, you might as well just put out the red and green, get your Christmas tree going, because the holiday season, it's not going anywhere. The minute Halloween, you put away the pumpkins and the candy, and whammo, you are in the middle of the holiday rush. And Starbucks is playing along quite nicely. They unveiled their 2017 Holiday Cup, which, for some crazy reason, because there's so much going on in this world, we pay a lot of attention to. We care.
We do,
Starbucks,
right?
Is going to do a red cup or a green cup, or if they're continuing their war on Christmas. Well, it turns out that after much controversy over the last several years, and there was, because there was a lot of accusations that Starbucks was trying to shun Christians or the Christmas message or whatever.
Right,
it was.
I remember that, yeah.
Starbucks has unveiled their cup, and this year it comes with a kind of do-it-yourself theme. It's a color-it-yourself message, and it's called Give Good. So they're totally getting out of this by saying you can color it yourself. This year's
That's
cup
very
is intentionally,
lazy of Starbucks.
Yeah. This year's cup is intentionally designed to encourage our customers to add their own color and illustrations. We love the idea of everyone making this year's cup their own. The Seattle-based chain described the design as a pair of hands holding red cups of coffee, an ode to cups of years past, connected with swirling ribbons with lively holiday scenes and splashes of red and green. The designer of the cup is Jordan Kay, and Jordan said, "I liked the idea of hands as the centering point of a symbol of connection, love, and giving joy. The cup sleeve for hot beverages features the invitation to give good, the theme for this year's holiday cup." So, ladies, does this make you feel good?
So, wait, do you actually have to color in the cup yourself?
Oh, sure. It looks
does
like.
Does it come with crayons?
It should, or a colored pencil, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a black and white cup that has spaces that look like you can color in Christmas trees or hearts, but yet there is the green Starbucks logo. There's a few hints of green, and there are like red ribbons and some coloring on the cup already. So it's definitely a red and green theme, but there are spaces for you to make your own improvements to it.
I mean, I love nothing more than you know, moving my venti hot coffee or hot tea
upside down so you can
upside
color
down
it.
So I can color it and spill it all over me. I mean, I can't wait to do that. That just sounds like so much fun. Nothing says holiday
kind of
like a third-degree burn.
I guess they're
Starbucks.
Just trying to hop onto the adult coloring book trend that was so big over the last year or two.
Like.
But yeah, it does feel
Plus
a little bit
that
like
they
a cop out.
They don't have to commit to red and green, although, to their credit, it does look very Christmassy. But they don't have to get totally criticized if they don't make it right. So Starbucks, ready to go. They're ready to roll with their holiday cup. I'm ready for – I haven't even had a pumpkin spice latte yet this fall season, so
you've been distracted with the Dodgers.
That's the truth. You know, my order at Starbucks is either the Trenta green iced tea or the black coffee, and so I'm kind of boring. I've got to go in and have maybe one of these holiday drinks. Their stock's closed down, so apparently the stock market not a big fan of the color at yourself Starbucks mug. It is 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stars are ever stopped. The only answer to the problem is people. Loving people. That's the enemy of everything that's evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of a need up. It's just people. Loving people. Whoa. Whoa. Talk is cheap but lies are free. We fear what we don't understand, and we've been scared since time began. All the colors and the cultures circle around us on a spin. It's a complicated
race. 23 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. This is Garth Brooks.
That's the enemy of
with the most obscure song you've ever written.
Sorry, your Garth Brooks selection is... I know. I'm always like, I don't know that many Garth Brooks songs. I'm assuming this one's great.
The only time I ever hear this song is when we talk about Garth Brooks on this program. So that's
cool. Well, here we go. This one is
more
well-known.
Oh, you mean this isn't like an encore song for him?
Oh, no. Yeah, thank you. Now we have some Garth in the house. People helping people. Good golly, Miss Molly. All right. Just a little behind-the-scenes chit-chat here on the DJV show. Now, Garth Brooks, Kelsey Ballerini are two big country stars that are slated for a brand-new Bluebird Cafe movie. Garth Brooks said, what do I owe the Bluebird? Just everything I've got. He said it's the club, the iconic club, that launched his career and the careers of many aspiring songwriters and artists. And this Nashville night spot is celebrating its 35th anniversary with a star-studded documentary film that's in the works to celebrate its incredible legacy. If you haven't been to Nashville, the Bluebird is one of those places that you just have to go when you visit because it's created or launched the careers of so many country stars. There's a fundraising campaign for Bluebird, the movie, officially launched last week with the Facebook Live event at the club. The campaign will run through November the 20th, and there are lots of perks. You can get movie posters, T-shirts, the opportunity to have your name engraved on one of the Bluebird's chairs. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
All available to donors who help fund the film. The documentary assembles a remarkable array of artists to help tell the Bluebird's unique history-making story with their reflections. Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Kelsey Ballerini, Hunter Hayes, Maren Morris, Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne. I mean, the list goes on and on. Casey Musgraves, Pam Tillis, Kathy Mattea. There are so many that have launched their career at the Bluebird. Also appearing in the film are the Nashville cast members who have appeared on a recreated Bluebird stage as their fictional counterparts on the CMT musical drama series. The 90 Seat Cafe first opened its door in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood on Friday, June 4th, 1982, and the Bluebird would quickly become a valuable showcase for songwriters and artists, including Taylor Swift, who performed there as well. The club now draws visitors from all over the world and continues to launch new talent and showcases established artists. So if you want to help fund this film, check it out. It's go check out their Fund Me page, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Bluebird, but it sounds like it would be definitely a place I would want to go in Nashville for sure.
So much fun. Great live music every single time. Now, not necessarily country music, but a bromance of country. Adam Levine heads up Maroon 5. He works with Blake Shelton on The Voice. And Maroon 5 has announced their new tour dates, Victoria.
They have 33 North American tour dates, which is a lot in considering the fact that Adam kind of has to stay a little bit chained to the Voice chair, but they will be going out on the Red Pill Blues tour, and their new album is out November 3rd.
Oh, very cool. All right, you can check it out. Adam Levine, Maroon 5, launching a brand new tour for 2018. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. We're missing our fearless leader, the D, the dog. He is on vacation this week. He'll be back with us next week. In the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is there. Kara Schillen is holding down the controls at Washington, at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. You can follow us all on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, and at C Schillen. Now, ladies, this story caught my attention because I thought this is definitely a good topic of conversation for us. we come from all different political backgrounds and views. I tend to be more conservative, Victoria and Kara, you guys tend to be more on the liberal side. But we managed to make it through and to have pretty reasonable conversations, at least I think so, about politics and about big issues. There's a new poll out from Cato, C-A-T-O, that say 71% of Americans say political correctness has silenced discussions society needs to have. 58% have political views that they're afraid to share. This is pretty crazy stuff. Where we live in a society where freedom of speech should be one of our top priorities, our top priority, really, quite frankly. And it seems that we're all at a point where everybody's actually afraid to use it and to talk, except for the very loud few on the fringe. A new national poll of 2,300 U.S. adults finds that 71% of Americans believe that political correctness has silenced important discussions our society needs to have. The consequences are very personal. 58% of Americans believe the political climate prevents them from sharing their own political beliefs. Now, if you want to break this up by party, Democrats are unique, however, in that a slim majority, 53%, do not feel the need to self-censor. Conversely, strong majorities of Republicans, 73%, and independents, 58%, say they keep their political beliefs to themselves. And I'll start here, ladies. I identify myself as a Republican. I typically find myself over there. And maybe I always thought it was because I lived in California. Other than the job that I do on the radio, where, of course, we can't really censor ourselves. We just have to be true to who we are and talk from our heart about important issues. But in my real life, when I'm out in social environments, I am constantly censoring myself because I feel that Democrats discriminate against me if I let them know my political views. Or, God forbid, I say, I voted for President Trump. If you say that, at least in my social circle, you're opening yourself up for real trouble, at least insults in that form. Do you guys have the same experience?
No, because for me, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I can definitely see, especially in a place like California, that you would, or anyone who, you know, feels like they don't want to be combative and they don't want to get into an ugly conversation, but if they do feel, you know, strongly that they voted for Trump and they support that decision still, I could definitely see that you would be in the minority, and I could see why it would be. I mean, I don't know. It's such a tough thing right now. I can't even really figure out how I feel about this, truthfully. I don't want anyone to feel that they can't share an opinion or share how they really feel about something. But at the same time, a lot of stuff that has been shared, I can understand why on the left, it comes out as insulting. Or sometimes racist. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes out on the far right, the white supremacist stuff that we keep seeing popping up here and there. If they want to feel that they want to share their political beliefs, it's never about tax reform. It's always about race. So I think that it's just such a weird climate that we're in right now. I mean, do you feel that you are? Do you ever find yourself not sharing your opinions, or do you just kind of want to avoid it?
100% in my private life. Now, it's different. I mean, we all have, because we're in this unique position where we're blessed to have this job and we have a microphone in front of us for, let's see, for 7 hours every single day, I talk about politics and issues. And I very freely share where I'm coming from. And I'm honest about my political opinions, because to be a good person in talk radio, you have to be. You can't be putting on opinions and that sort of thing. In my personal life, when I go out with friends, or, for instance, on Facebook, if you look at my Facebook page, you will never see a political post. You'll see them on Twitter. You will never see them on Facebook. And it's because I don't want to be attacked. I don't want to have that conversation on a social media platform like that. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to finish a debate, but I will never start one, usually in my private life, because that's not my intention. My off hours, I want to spend enjoying people.
Right.
And I think that it's when people bring up politics and they think everybody's in agreement with them, and I might surprise them with a few little facts, you do feel a bit ganged up on. And I think that it's a very real thing. And what I thought was interesting about this survey is that Democrats aren't having that same experience that Republicans are. And I kind of just thought it was me living in California, but maybe this is a thing across the board. Maybe there is some, you know, some shaming going on because we live in a society that's really kind of ruled, or culture is defined many times by a news media that's kind of liberal, a liberal news media.
I also kind of wonder where, it, you know, both of us, well, I guess Washington, D.C. can be kind of across the board. It's not just Democrats or Republicans because it's a political city, so there are people here from both sides. And obviously, yeah, and obviously we have Republicans in office as president right now. But I think I would kind of wonder what it would be like if you are a Democrat living in a place that is typically more Republican, or if you're living in the Midwest, an area that we think to be more conservative. I don't know, because you're the only example here right now that is kind of living in a place that is
the opposite, where you're
the minority.
Right.
I would say amongst my friend group, most of them are kind of the same political bent that I am. So when we have discussions, I don't really find myself censoring myself. The only time that ever really comes up, we've talked about sanctuary cities issues a lot here. And right down the street from me is a sanctuary city. They would like more of Maryland to become sanctuary cities. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I live in a very large immigrant community as well. And so that's not something that we really talk about, just because I think a lot of my friends have a different opinion than I do on that matter. But I don't really find myself censoring myself, which is lucky.
So what annoys me about this, and I love the fact that we can have an honest and frank discussion about this and what it feels like to have these kinds of conversations. Again, we're talking about this new survey out from Cato. We'll put it actually up. Maybe we can put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, because I think it's important. It also deals not just with political party allegiances, but it also deals with issues. And if people want to talk about hate speech, or if they want to talk about statues, or if they want to talk about transgenders in the military, or if they want to talk about whatever it is that might be controversial, people are even shying away from that because of political correctness. And I think we do ourselves a really big disservice when we make topics taboo, because the only way anybody expands their way of thinking is by having these conversations. And to go back just to political parties for a minute, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is a gigantic game. I mean, these career politicians that are Democrats, these career politicians that are Republicans, are totally gaming us into creating a team sport between Republicans and Democrats, where everybody wants to kill each other. And they're all working together, slapping each other on the back and making a ton of money while this is happening. We're being gamed. And we need to realize that it's not a team sport, that the team sport is that we're all on the American team. We need to figure out how to make our differences work. Not every party is going to get a complete win, but we've got to come to figure out a way to get consensus and start holding these elected officials responsible. Because I do think, in addition to the media, who likes to cover gruesome team sports, the political culture in this country has also made us very divided, and it feels like we can't come together anymore.
It does feel that way, and like with Kara's example, I've gotten into it with my, you know, like-minded friends. We're on opposite sides of the sanctuary city debate as well, and immigration and things like that. I tend to be a little bit more like, you know, I don't really fully see the point of sanctuary cities. I certainly don't see a sanctuary state. I know California's been talking about that. That, to me, is just ridiculous. So there have been a few heated moments where I've been shut down within my group of, and we are all like-minded. So it's just, I think it's just the temperature of the country right now. It's just, we're all running hot. And I don't know about the political correctness thing, though. Like, a lot of times, and this is kind of my, you know, I don't like that term, because I feel like a lot of people say, oh, you're just being politically correct. Or it's like, no, I'm just saying something nice about someone else. Like, I'm being inclusive. It's not politically correct. And a lot of times when I feel like something is just morally correct, that's when people label me as being politically correct, and I'm not. It's a moral compass type decision or statement that I'm making. So I'm really kind of over the whole everything's politically correct. I don't like that phrase, because I don't think people use it correctly. It's not applied the right way, and that starts a lot of debates. As a liberal, I often feel discriminated against from people on the right who label me as everything's politically correct, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and snowflakes. I mean, that's a terminology. I mean, we use a lot of words to limit people's effectiveness or to limit their thoughts. You know, I get written off a lot as a Trumpkin, or I get written off. You know, you make a comment about you think a statue should stay up, and all of a sudden you're called a racist. I mean, there's a lot of name calling that goes on mm-hmm. that I think will just hammer people into submission, and that's the result of this survey. 71% say political correctness silences discussions societies need to have. Really good stuff, ladies. Sephora in the Focus, they have some splitting to do. It's 45 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store for your new fall look. Now through Sunday, get 50% off select outerwear, sweaters, and men's Arizona denim and tops. Plus, check out what's new in our Big and Tall shop. Find great styles of select items from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company starting at $11.99. We've got all the styles you need in your size, in-store and at JCP.com. Hurry in. Sale ends Sunday. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show, and this is a story we could just not do with Dougie, who is out on vacation. Jen, Victoria, and Kara, all of us wear makeup, right? At some point, ladies, mm-hmm. come on, we all put a little face on, we put our face on. Makeup aficionados should be wary of testing communal cosmetics at beauty retailers. We've all seen them. You go into Sephora, mm-hmm. who they have all of their makeup samples out, the lipsticks, the eyeshadows. Well, apparently, there is a new claim that a woman contracted herpes from a lipstick sample at Sephora. According to TMZ, the unnamed customer sampled a common use tube of lipstick on display at the Sephora in Hollywood, California in October 2015 and was later diagnosed by a doctor with oral herpes. Now, she said she had never had herpes or cold sores prior to the incident. The woman is suing the chain for emotional distress over the incurable lifelong affliction. The woman and her doctors further contend that Sephora failed to warn customers of the health risks of trying on lipstick samples, that the cosmetics chain did not have adequate practices in place to avoid herpes exposure. In March, however, Tracy Garcia, who's the co-founder and CEO of a company called Style Me Bar, said makeup stores simply cannot take every precaution. Now, I had asked you this, guys. I've never thought about getting herpes from a lipstick tube at Sephora, but I sure as heck never put those lipsticks on my lips. I always put stuff on the back of my hand. I never put the sample stuff on my face.
Same. I would never do that. I mean, that's
I think that's just common sense. I mean, yeah, it's sad that you can get it from there, but I feel like any time you see someone using a lipstick and then you go up afterwards, even if you wipe it off or whatever they're supposed to have to clean it, you shouldn't put that on your lips. You don't know anything about that random stranger who just walked in and did that.
I mean, I've seen
like
girls
a group makeout.
Oh, I've seen girls at Sephora using, I don't know, maybe they're just broke and they're just going to Sephora to put on a full face of makeup every day, but I've seen girls use lip glosses and mascara, like the samples.
Oh.
I mean, ugh.
Oh, it's so gross. Yeah, so this story, I don't know if this is going to pan out, if Sephora will have to pay out some money, but looks like they will have to do some answering in the courtroom. Ugh. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJB Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
I love this hokey music. 53 past the hour on the DJB Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden here with you. And also joining us is Warren Eckstein for our weekly pet segment. And Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You can hear him all around the country. Check in on your local station or friend him on Facebook and you can watch the show along with him, or you can check out his podcast. He's everywhere. If you got a question about pets, just check him out and throw your question at him because he loves to help you with your pets. For example, let's say you are in dating mode and you have a dog or even a cat maybe. But we're going to stick with dogs because I know this situation. This happened to a friend of mine. She was dating and her dog would let her know whether she liked the suitor or not. And if the dog didn't like the person that she was dating, it made it really rough on her, because whenever they wouldn't be able to come to her house because the dog would just bother the person. But if the dog liked the person, and I don't know why they would like or dislike another person, it made it very easy on her. So, Warren, how do we get our dogs to like the people that we date?
First and most importantly, trust your dog or cat's opinion. If they don't like somebody, that should be the last date. Bottom line. That story happens all the time. I get calls the time on the show with people that are dating. And here's one of the things. Think about this. You're going on a first date or a second date with somebody. Dog doesn't know this person. They come to the house. They take you away from the dog that loves you for hours and hours and hours. So the dog associates this person with you leaving. So right off the bat, there's a negative association. What you should do, if there's someone you're going to be dating, someone you like, meet them on neutral territory. Let the dog kind of get to know them away from the house so it doesn't feel intimidated by someone new coming in. That's number one. Number two, take it slow. Don't expect your dog back.
Hold up on that for 1 second. Doesn't the dog feel your vibe and know that you trust this person, so then the dog should trust the person as well?
Yeah, but the dog also feels the vibe of the other person. He doesn't know if that person's Charles Manson inside or not. The dog would know that. So in other words, the dog may know that you love this person. It's a really great person. I did this all the time. When I was training Schutz Hund or guard dogs in Europe, one of the things we worked on was the dog's ability to differentiate between a good person and a bad person. And there's ways to do it in terms of scent the dog picks up on. But take it slow. If you have a dog, or a cat for that matter, take it really slow with the person. Let the person get to know them. Forget the flowers. Let the person bring over biscuits for the dog or toys for the dog. Bypass the flowers and the perfume. Also, know your dog. If your dog is the type of dog that really is social and gets along with people, it's going to make it a lot easier. But if the dog is distant and withdrawn, that's where that neutral territory really comes into play. And involve your dog in the date. Maybe the first date you should have with somebody should be, can we take my dog along? And if they say no, you know right off the bat, this may not be the person you want to be with. Let me tell you a quick dating story. When I started dating again after my first wife passed away, at that time I had 2 1,200-pound pigs, 30 dogs, 26 cats, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, a guinea pig and a snake, okay?
So
I always brought the person there for the first date, and I knew right off the bat there was going to be a second date. Once you introduce a date to a 1,200-pound pig, you know if there's going to be a second date or not. But it's amazing how, and one of the reasons, the way I met Denise, my wife now, is that I needed a photo of me and a dog in California. I was living in New York. She was working for a radio station out here, and she had this beautiful German Shepherd that she rescued, so they hooked me up with the dog, and that's how I met Denise. So the dog actually brought us together. It can be done. A lot of people do meet at dog parks, and I think one of the best places to meet somebody is at a dog park because you know right off the bat that they have the same interest as you do.
A friend of mine actually met his now fiance at a dog park. They didn't see each other or know each other, but their two dogs started playing. And so then they kind of were, at the end of the session, they were like, all right, I'm trying to get my dog. And then the two dogs loved each other, and then they met, and that's a whole new family.
They should sell beer at dog parks, beer and wine, because that is a total pickup joint.
Oh, yeah.
That is the place. If you are single, head out, get yourself a dog, borrow one if you need to, and head out to a dog park, because that is the place to meet people.
That was my entrepreneurial idea, Rich. What I was going to do years ago, I said, why can't we just rent cute puppies to single people and let them take them to the dog park?
Right.
So you get a bulldog, you're married in a week. Come on.
Right,
let's face
exactly.
It.
It's like borrowing your infant niece or nephew and babysitting them, take them to the park to meet girls, you know? It's a total in.
Sounds like there's some experience there, Rich.
Yeah, I know, right.
Never.
But it's important because any relationship, you know, most people now that have a dog or a cat, it's part of the family and they love them. So any relationship you're about to get into, you really need to make sure that that other person is going to be as involved with your family, which includes those that don't walk upright, as well as you are.
All right. So, and then 30 seconds we have remaining. Is there any way that if your dog hates the person already, to overturn them?
Yeah, find somebody else.
All right, there it is. You're done. If your dog says you're done, you are done. There he is, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 58 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.